And I thought it was a bit symbolic that this meeting was taking place in a casino.
It's about 8:15 on this Monday, S11, September the 11th.
It's pretty amazing, actually. I mean, not something that many activists would have seen in Melbourne before.
Well, good morning. It's exciting to have this chance to talk about where this marketplace is going.
We've got what must be about 2,000 people in the space under the Kingsway Bridge.
And I repeat, and civilized.
We've got police in riot gear, mounted police that have just charged the crowd.
What the hell are they talking about in terms of what is the globalization problem?
We've got a bit of a sit down happening because we've got a few police cars trying to get through.
Oh, it has been a difficult day here in Melbourne, not just for the World Economic Forum.
Still silver while the wisdom has fallen as the clock winds tighter in material dough.
And good morning, you're listening to Monday Morning 3CR Breakfast with Andrew and Catherine. Today is the infamous S11 day, which is basically nothing more infamous than a big protest that's occurring with various different members all throughout the community, protesting against the World Economic Forum meeting in Crown Casino in the city.
This is a transnational business forum that will not speak its own name, that hides behind a euphemism like World Economic Forum. This body's agenda, it is not the decision-making body, the WTO is, but this body's agenda is to shift the WTO and member states and politicians further down the neoliberal road.
Well, the World Trade Organization is made up of governments. It was formed about 5 years ago, so it's a relatively new organization. And in theory, it's supposed to be a voting organisation for governments where they come together and make agreements about international trade. But in reality, it is not a democratic organisation.
Davos, high up in the Swiss Alps, is not the centre of a global capitalist conspiracy to divide up the world. Davos is where the global elite meets under the umbrella of the World Economic Forum to iron out a rough consensus on how to ideologically confront and diffuse challenges to the system.
All the meetings are closed. They're not open to the media or to the public. There are no non-government community organisation observers, but business plays a very big role in lobbying these meetings, both attending because they have resources to attend, and lobbying individual governments.
The global structures that have been put in place under the name of globalization include the structural adjustment programs that the Third World is taking, launched by the World Bank and IMF, with a combination of liberalized imports, liberalized exports, change your logic from meeting your needs to selling luxury commodities for cheap and buying your basic needs for expensive on foreign exchange. It's about removing everything that people have gained through struggles over millennia, over centuries, rights to have security of work.
It's all very glitzy and glamorous and affluent and everybody's stuffing themselves with sandwiches and so on.
Because if you have a situation where your health, your transport, your education services, your tariff powers are all regulated by international treaties in a way that stops governments intervening in the economy or intervening to ensure that people get decent goods and services and decent health, welfare and education, then you have circumscribed the democratic political space at the parliamentary level, at the citizenship level and at the governmental level.
This kind of idea of empty ecosystems, empty earths, empty life, empty agriculture, as long as it's not run by corporations, is the entire assumption of globalization. That there's nothing till the corporations enter.